Welcome to another quarantine edition of an Investor's Journey podcast. So, like I said, I'm going to be bringing out these videos a lot more frequently because a lot of people are asking, you know, what do we do? What's the next step and all this? Nobody knows. It doesn't matter who the hell you ask. It doesn't matter who, you know, even if you ask somebody that's been in this business for 1,000 years, nobody knows because every crisis is different, even though there are a lot of similarities. Every crisis is different. People react differently. The economies are different. Economies of scales are different. So I'm going to be bringing you more videos frequently as we learn from things that we are doing, from people that we are speaking to, that they're learning things that's happening and changing in the market. So these are going to be a lot more frequent. As we learn stuff, I'm going to be putting them out. So hopefully it gives you guys the education and the knowledge that you're going to need to either help grow your business further, help even stay in business. I mean, some of us are not going to grow. Some of us are just going to be happy with just staying in business. So that's the purpose of all of these and why they're going to be coming out a lot more frequently. So make sure you subscribe online and on YouTube, on primehomes.com, on our YouTube page at Prime Homes. Facebook, Instagram, because that's where I'm going to be bringing you all the different updates. Not everything is going to be this format. Things might be just articles that we're finding out, you know, different resources and stuff like that we're vetting and putting them out on a daily basis. So make sure to stay tuned to all that. This episode, I wanted to cover landlord assistance, right? So with all of this that's happening, we hear about all the help the tenants are going to get, and the landlords are freaking the fuck out. And you should be, because when you're hearing, like right now, they're saying they're postponing all evictions, right? So you can't evict somebody. You can't, you know, even if they stop paying rent and all that, you can't evict them. You can't put somebody else in there. Your mortgage still needs to be made. So a lot of landlords are freaking the hell out. And I agree. I understand where that comes from. But like everything, freaking out does not solve anything. So what I've been doing is educating myself, is figuring out, doing research. All right, what is really the options out there? And believe it or not, there are some great options for landlords that you can implement. All right, first things first. First thing is always first. I don't know why I always say that. First things first. I guess it's a force of habit. I got a lot of bad habits I'm trying to work on. Maybe I'll use the quarantine time to correct my vocabulary. Small tangent. But the biggest thing to keep in mind is that you need to start communicating and opening the dialogue with your tenant as soon as possible. All right? Do not pretend this is not happening. Do not pretend that they are okay, that everything is going to be fine. Don't pretend this, right? We hope for it, and we hope that it will be fine and there won't be any problems, but don't pretend it will be that way, all right? This is how you get into problems. So you want to open a dialogue with them. You want to reach out to them, check in on them. Hey, how are you guys doing? Is everything okay? How's this whole crisis affecting you guys? And the whole point, and just be transparent with them. Tell them, be like, look, right now, everybody's going through some hard times. All I ask of you is that if you see that you're not going to be able to make rent because you lost your job or something like this, please reach out to me first, because there are things that we can do to try to help you. There are things that we can do so you can make it, so you can still have, you know, you can stay here, we can work this out, and we can make sure that it protects you, right? Because one thing that a lot of tenants are not seeing is, yes, they see all the news like, oh, no evictions, no evictions, don't worry about it, no evictions. No evictions right now, right? This is going to go away at some point. It's going to go away. When it does, all of those late payments, all of those things that you did not make are all going to catch up, right? They're all going to catch up to that tenant. And now you can evict them and they're going to be owing that much money. And there's going to be extra fees that could be associated with that at the end of this term, right? If you never structured anything for help. So you tell them, be like, you know, seriously, if you don't work with me, this will affect you tremendously when this thing comes out. And right now, there are so many things that we can do to help you through this. So open up that dialogue with them. And it is kind of like a fear tactic of scaring them about, you know, once this is over, it's going to catch up with you. But it's still true. All right. Just because it's scary doesn't make it false. It's true. It will catch up. And if right now they're trying to say like, well, screw you, you can't kick me out, it's like, you're 100% right. But when this is over, it's going to be 10 times worse for you. It's going to destroy your credit. You're going to owe a ton of money. You're going to be sent to collection. It's going to be a complete chaos for you on top of everything else that's going to be coming, right? So don't do that to yourself. And don't do that to me. Try to be a good landlord, all right? So that's the biggest thing. Open up that dialogue. Open up that conversation with them. Next thing, I'm going to put links to all this, okay? But there's right now in San Antonio, and there aren't many major cities, the government, the local city government, is offering tenant assistance on paying their rent, on utilities, on a lot of stuff that they're going to need help with if they're having struggles. Now, this is something to keep in mind and to make sure that your tenants know and for you to know. All of this assistance, a lot of these, the extra perks that you're going to be getting, there's always been some assistance, but the extra perks you're going to be getting, they need to be related to the coronavirus, related to this current crisis. There's a lot of people that were already in crisis before this all hit, right? So they're going to be looking into all this. The same way, like they say, they stopped evictions, but there's caveats to that. I've been reading how they stopped evictions only if the person stopped paying because of the coronavirus, because they were directly affected by this. Maybe they were laid off. Maybe their company will close down. Whatever it is, they're forced to work from home. They're not getting paid. Whatever it is, but it needs to be related to this. If it's not related to this, it doesn't apply, right? So they're given a lot of relief, but only if it's related to the coronavirus. So make sure they understand that and make sure you understand that as well. Because this is something that a lot of landlords are like, oh man, now everybody's going to take advantage. No, it needs to qualify, right? It needs to be part of the coronavirus. It needs to be a part of this crisis, why these people are going to be able to not pay their rent or have financial struggles and how they're going to get the help. So I'm going to put a link to the government website for San Antonio. If all of the information I'm going to bring you moving forward is going to be primarily for San Antonio, then Texas, and then it may affect you differently in different states. But take the information and the what I'm telling you right now and look it up in your own city, in your own state, and see how that applies. They're doing this across the whole nation. It's just it may be different in your city. But for San Antonio, this is where the links are, and I'm going to put all of those down there. So they so you have that. You have the tenants can, they can use that. They can get the government assistance. And then now for landlords. So there's a lot of government assistance for tenants, but then landlords are like, what the hell do we do? So Fannie and Freddie right now are delaying payments for up to 3 months for multifamily owners, right? So for apartment buildings and stuff like that, they'll delay them for 3 months and they're given forbearance for these people. It's a new word, trying to work on it. But again, it needs to be related to the crisis. So if you're having a high volume of delinquent payments and all of this, those delinquencies and those struggles need to be related to the crisis. They cannot be because you just have shitty tenants, right? It needs to be related to the crisis, which I think right now it's going to be damn near impossible to prove that it's not. I don't see how, you know, they're going to prove that it's not. I guess the detail is going to be in when you actually apply for all of this and see where they're trying to kind of avoid, because I mean, they're not going to just be like, here you go, free everything to everybody, because it's just never happens that way, right? So once you start applying, you're going to see kind of the caveats, but primarily it needs to be related to the coronavirus. So they're doing that for multifamily. But Freddie right now is offering a relief for homeowners that includes a forbearance for up to 12 months, all right? Quick disclaimer, or not disclaimer, quick note. These forbearance, these non-evictions, stoppage of payments and all of this is only temporary, okay? This does not mean that those payments are washed, right? Are gone. No, they're just, everything's getting pushed, but you're going to have to make all these things up when this is over. So don't pretend that, you know, just because if you're a tenant, that just because you don't have to pay your rent right now, that you're never going to have to pay that rent back. You understand? And the same with the mortgage. Just because they're giving you a delay on mortgages doesn't mean that you're not going to have to pay those 3 months or 12 months back. You will, right? They may be added to your loan. There's going to be a bunch of different things, but you will have to pay them back. So keep that in mind, okay? This is not a freebie. This is not, you know, all right, let's pretend this never happened. You're going to have to pay them back. Next thing is for this same, the Freddie Mac offer. So they're doing 12 months. They're waiving penalties and late fees. They're not reporting it to the credit bureaus, and they're offering loan modifications. So again, all of this has to be related to the coronavirus. And it says specifically, and I'm going to put a link to this article. It's from Freddie on their blog. It says, all borrowers are eligible regardless if they're owner-occupied, it's their second home, or it's an investment property. It specifically says that on there, okay? So they're helping investors as well. Because before it was just homeowners. They didn't say anything about investors, but now they specifically said, even if it's for investment properties. But again, you have to show that it's because of the crisis, all right? So, like I said, this does not mean free rent or free mortgage. And they're also working on stopping evictions for small business owners. So there's a lot of us that we have our offices, right? We have office spaces or whatever it may be, and we have leases in place. And our businesses are taking a hit. They're going to take a hit. So they're working with a lot of people to within the government, damn it, within all these government agencies to offer also relief for business owners. So this is, at first, everybody was scared because it only helped, like, you know, if you owned your own home or if you were renting. But now they're going to everybody that's affected, even the landlords, even the small business owners that are renting, even the owners of the building that they're renting to. This is offering, they're starting to broaden it up to help everybody because it's the same thing. Like, you cannot help the tenant and screw over the landlord because then the landlord is out of business, right? And then the tenant has to leave anyway because then the bank takes over the property. So you have to protect everybody involved, and that's what they're trying to do right now. Another thing that you can do is when you open up this dialogue, and I'm kind of jumping back to the beginning, but when you open up the dialogue with your tenant, you talk to them, and when they tell you, hey, I'm struggling, you can also offer them, look, you're going to be rent-free for the next 2 to 3 months, right? You decide, and you restructure the lease. So you're free for the next 2 to 3 months, restructure the lease that for the remaining year, that those through 2 or 3 months that you gave them for free is going to be spread out on the rent payments over the course of the next year, right? So then you'll get those 2 or 3 months back, but you're giving them a 3 month relief, right? That they're going to be able to just be calm and understand that, okay, everything is good. It's not affecting my credit. A lot of landlords are also waiving late fees. I mean, you know, the better you treat your tenant, the better chance you're going to have of your tenant treating you. And this is what we want to make sure that we take care of with this whole thing, is that don't attack each other, right? Nobody's an enemy here. Don't fight your tenants. And if you're a tenant, don't fight your landlords. Work together. And if you're a landlord, don't fight your bank. Try to work together because this is, everybody's in it. Everybody's hurting. So these are ways that you can mitigate this and do all of this and tell them, look, I'm not going to evict you, but please work with me. If you're falling behind or something, make whatever payment you can make, right? So at least it keeps them paying, even if it may not be the full amount, but it keeps them paying. And you just keep a tally of what's left, right? And then you work with them and you tell them, okay, you've paid X amount. the remaining amount, once everything recovers, let's spread it over the course of X number of months, and it's going to be a part of your rent, and we're good to go. And restructure. Make sure it's in the lease and make sure they agree on it. Because if you ever want to go back and say, hey, you didn't abide by what we agreed on and it was never in a lease, you got nothing, right? So whatever you guys agree to, draft up a new lease and both parties agree and you move forward. Another thing, if you're working with your property management company, if you have property managers managing your houses or managing your properties, look into their contracts. Look how they deal with situations like this and get in communication with them and tell them all of these things that I'm just sharing with you, where it's like, hey, I don't want you to implement these rules of you don't pay, get the fuck out, right? Because we need to take care of everybody. And right now, I mean, if it's related to the virus and the crisis, which most are, you're not going to be able to. And all you're going to do is just piss off the tenant. So work with your land, your property management company and tell them, please, here are the things that I want to do. Remember, I always told you guys, having a property manager does not mean they're managing your property, all right? They're managing the tenant and they're making sure all they care about is the tenant needs to be in place. And if they're not paying, they got to get out and get a new tenant in place. That's it. You're the one that needs to work with the tenant, the property manager and the tenant to make sure that your tenant is protected and your property is protected, all right? What's that going to mean for your property manager? I don't know, because if you're not collecting rent, are they going to collect their payment? That's stuff that you're going to have to talk to them about, all right? Because that is something that even property managers right now are going to be struggling in. So have some empathy for all parties involved and try to work with everybody. Try to figure out plans, like how can we delay this? How can we push this off? What can we do? All right. So this is all the information I have right now. As I gather more information, as more things come out, again, I'm going to be posting it on our Facebook page, on our Instagram. I have the newsletter that I send out every single week. So sign up on Prime Homes, and on there, I'm going to be putting all these new articles, links, and I'm verifying that there was another thing I was going to talk about, which was rent rescue, right? They were offering rental insurance for landlords, but when we try to apply, they're like, yeah, we're not taking any new clients right now, because this was before the crisis. Now they're like, we know that there's a lot of defaults that are going to happen, and they were guaranteeing up to 6 months of lost rents. So it was awesome, because I think it was like $25 a unit. So, but then when we called, they didn't do it, right? They're like, yeah, we're shutting down the doors right now. So anything that we learn, and as we learn, we're going to be putting it out. So please share this with everybody that you know that needs this information, all right? Because right now people are panicking, people are freaking out, and they need to know that there's options out there for everybody involved, all right? So share this. Let me know what struggles you're having. If you're having a unique struggle that I haven't addressed, let me know, because either I know how to solve it or I know people that know how to solve it, right? We'll get to the bottom of this. This is when the community comes together. This is when we all come together and we get this stuff done and we get through it together. All right. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. And again, send me any questions, any concerns, anything you're worried about, send them. I'm here to help you guys. I'm here to answer all your questions and give you as much value as we can so we can all get through this. So I wish you guys all the best of luck. Stay safe. God bless. And I will catch you on the next one.